Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Even though you make payroll every Friday, you don't have a guaranteed paycheck. You're the owner, and you eat what you kill.
We are back. It's 13 after. Thank you very much for joining me. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Our phone number is 888-822-8255. And our special guest this hour is our very good friend, Beverly Williams, the president and the founder of the American Association of Home-Based Businesses. Beverly, welcome back.
Well, good morning, Jim. Glad to be here.
It's good to have you here, as always. And Beverly joins us at least once a week, most weeks, to talk to us about some things that are important to home-based business owners.
Mm-hmm.
And there are millions of you out there. Some of you are up, are on the radar screen, meaning that we know about you. We meaning the your community or maybe organizations, maybe your networking or whatever. And some of you may be below the radar, and that means that you're just sort of getting started, and not a lot of people know about what you're doing, but you're starting to do a few things. And either way, we want to help you, and that's why Beverly joins us every week, so that we can talk to you about things that help you out. And if you'd like to ask a question, if you have a comment you'd like to make, if you've learned something you'd like to share with others, here's the number, 888-822-8255. Beverly, we're talking about success tips for home-based businesses, and actually, we have a number. There are 21 success tips.
Right.
But you and I, those are major categories, because you and I have found, in our conversation, we found ways to identify a lot more little bitty success tips inside of these categories. And these are all, by the way, folks, these success tips are available on a tape from Beverly, which in a minute we're going to give you an opportunity to find out how to order that. And but right now, let's get into the discussion, Beverly.
Mm-hmm.
I think we were planning to talk about making sure that you have a clearly defined space for your home office.
Right, right. And it really is combined with the next tip, which is separate your office operation from your home.
Right.
There's lots of overlap there, so we'll sort of bring two of them together at once.
Okay.
There's lots of reasons to have a separate office, if at all possible, whether that's in a basement or a spare bedroom, or if you're fortunate enough to have a house like mine where I have a library off the front foyer.
Mm-hmm.
It helps you in a number of different ways to be able to focus on your business, first of all, to feel like you are at work instead of at home. It works for tax purposes, which we'll go into in a minute. It helps separate family and work when it's under the same roof, when you can have a separate room, hopefully literally with a door that you can close and go home at night.
Right. And maybe even lock. Especially if you have little children.
Exactly. And especially if that's the place where the computer is and you want to be real careful about who's on that computer.
Right.
There are just so many different reasons. I think the number one important one to me goes back to people being focused and motivated to work on their business when they feel pulled to do personal life
mm-hmm.
at the same time. And that is to be able to have a door to literally close yourself either into the office or close yourself out of the office to separate the two.
Right.
Being able to come out of your bedroom in the morning, get dressed, have your breakfast, and then walk into a separate room going to work helps tremendously to refocus your thoughts and stay motivated to work on business.
Beverly, one thing I want to stop you for a second and just point out that and something I know you'll agree with me on. Folks, we're talking about your goal. We're talking about where we think you should be. You and I both know, Beverly, that there are people out there listening right now who are like you and I were the first day we were home-based business
mm-hmm.
many years ago for me, and that was on the kitchen table.
Right.
I mean, that's where I was, weren't you?
No, actually,
day one?
I started out sharing the current office space that I have with my husband. It was his library to start with.
Oh.
So So no, I didn't have.
Well,
to
I started out on I started out on the kitchen table, and it was just it was the and it, you know, within a few months I had moved into a room. But they when I started out I didn't have a space, and so I guess what I'm getting at is if you're planning to start a home based business, and you don't have a room like Beverly's describing, go ahead and start it anyway.
Yes.
And work toward the goal of what we're talking about.
And there are ways to take a space and make it defined as an office, even if it is on your kitchen table or in a corner of your living room or family room.
Right. It might be a roll top desk. You know, you can go to auctions, or you can go to some of these little oak furniture stores,
mm-hmm.
and things like that. You can get these roll top desks that, and it doesn't cost, you know, a fortune.
Right.
And that might that little roll top desk, or maybe it's a cabinet, maybe it's a metal cabinet, or maybe a little some kind of a china cabinet or something that's beside your dining room table that you can actually put stuff back up in and close up. But some way to keep your stuff separate.
Well, and the other thing, if you can't afford a new desk, but you have some scraps of wood and maybe some material around the house, is to make a wooden screen on hinges,
mm-hmm.
So you have two or three or four panels,
right.
And set that up as a barrier between the desk and the rest of that room.
There are a number of reasons for doing this, but one of the most important ones is just the mindset that you get in when you are in that space, isn't it?
Exactly. Being able to say, I am now going to work, or I am at work, helps people stay motivated to stay focused on that work.
Right.
That's one of the things people have the most trouble with, particularly in the early years. Maybe not in the first month or so, or even the first 6 months, because they're very motivated to get this
mm-hmm.
business going. Their energy levels are high. But if there is a slow period during a time when the customers aren't making the phone ring off the hook, or you're just simply overwhelmed with things,
mm-hmm.
it can be very tempting to stop in the middle of what you're doing and go out and have lunch, or go do a load of laundry, or mow the grass.
Mm-hmm.
And the more
pressure...
Or watch
television, God forbid.
Oh, heaven forbid. Having that kind of stress on yourself and having the opportunity to do these other things is very tempting.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to be able to stay focused and motivated on your business.
Right. Now, let's talk about... Did we cover the separating the office from the home?
Not
we got
yet.
That in there?
No. There's a couple other things I have
that's
to say
coming
about.
Up after we take this break then, Beverly. Folks, it's 20 after the hour. Beverly's going to stand by and be right back with us after we take this break. Our phone number is 888-822-8255. If you're a home-based business owner or a home-based business dreamer, give us a call. We'll be glad to help you. I have one of the experts with us right now, 888-822-8255. I'm Jim Blasingame, Small Business Advocate. We are back. It's 24 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. And I'm also glad Beverly Williams is here. She's our good friend, a member of our Brain Trust, and a home office expert, because she is the president of the American Association of Home-Based Businesses. Beverly, give us your website, please.
That's www.aahbb.org.
Okay. And when they get there, what will they find?
They will find an opportunity to read about the association, to get information on getting started in a home-based business, if that's where they're at, information about membership, access to our bookstore and our office supply store.
Membership is $30.
Membership is $30 a year. We hope within the next few months, and we've been trying to do this for a while, but we're hoping it's coming to fruition here soon, and that will be a members-only page where you will be able to post questions and perhaps
mm-hmm.
chat with each other and have access to information that's only for our members.
A little bit of extra value.
Right.
I like that idea. I think that's a good idea, because I'll tell you what, folks, if you're a home-based business owner or a dreamer, if you're just thinking about it, you could learn a lot from this website. You could learn a lot from Beverly and her folks, and you need to get plugged into that network. And $30 a year is a bargain, I can promise you. And you've got a phone number, too, please.
Yes, 1-800-447-9710.
Now, can they go to either one of those, a phone number or the website, and order your tape?
They can leave a message for me there, and I will get back to them about ordering the tape. I am in the process still of working on my website that will possibly be linked to AAHBB, and they'll be able to do it from there. But until then, they can call me or go to the website and send me an email.
Yeah. And
I
$16.50. What is?
Yes, it's $15 plus $1.50 postage and handling.
Yeah. And that's 21 success tips for home-based businesses, narrated by Beverly Williams, developed and narrated by Beverly Williams. You will. That's a good value, folks. It'd be good to listen to in your car or whenever. It's good to read stuff, Beverly. But obviously, I believe that it's also good to hear people talking about it. I mean, I think that's a great way to learn.
Right. And this tape is very valuable for people who are thinking about getting going in a home-based business, but it also has a great deal of value for people who already are in it.
Yes.
And one of the things that I found and one of the reasons I did the tape was because so many people didn't even know the questions they should be asking.
Mm-hmm.
Like last week, we talked about insurance. Too many people assume their homeowner's insurance covers their business. They never knew to ask the
That's
question.
Right. That's right. So, I get that a lot when I get the email. Some of the email I get in, the questions that I get mm-hmm. are more rudimentary than I ever believed that anyone could ask. But,
right.
It's just the way it is. But it's an example of how many people are saying, I want to have my own thing. I want to have my own company, but they've never been there before.
Right.
And, of course, obviously that's the reason we're doing what we're doing, you and
mm-hmm.
I.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's talk about we're going to talk about how to separate your office from your office operation from your home.
Well, and another thing besides the physical space where your office is located is your telephone. I can't emphasize enough the need to somehow, and there's lots of creative ways of doing this, of having a separate phone number, a separate ring, a separate line if possible, to be able to distinguish between personal phone calls and mm-hmm. business phone calls. That will help you keep business and personal life separated as well. There are a number of programs available through the telephone companies, depending on which part of the country you're in. I would urge people to call their telephone company and find out what kind of programs they have.
Mm-hmm.
Many of them have put together programs targeted to the home-based business owner, recognizing the fact that there may be lots of reasons why you can't put a second separate telephone number into your house.
Right.
But that there is a need for that type of thing. So there's what we call identi-ring programs, where the same line, two different or more numbers that ring differently, so you know by the tone of the ring whether it's a business call or a personal call,
right.
And you can answer appropriately.
One of the problems with having only one line, even with the identi-ring thing, is once you're on the line, if you only have one line, you have a choice of either having someone get a busy signal mm-hmm. or you having caller ID. And in my opinion, when I was doing it, I didn't like having caller ID on a business. I mean, I don't mean caller ID. I mean call waiting. On a business line.
Right.
What do you think?
I agree with you, but I'll go back to your comment just in the last segment, and that is sometimes people don't have a choice.
Exactly. In the early days.
No,
I agree.
Days.
Again, we're talking about a goal that we'd like to be reaching for.
Exactly. The ideal is to have a separate, totally separate telephone line for your business calls and a totally separate one for your Internet access and a totally separate one for your fax machine.
I've got a thought that I want to ask you about when we come back about cell phones, how we can integrate cell phones
okay.
and the expense for that into this. Okay. Folks, at 29 after, we're going to take a quick break. Beverly will be right back with us after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. I hope you will be too. 888-822-8255. Stay with us, please. Welcome back, heroes. It's 33 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. One of my heroes is on the show with us right now. Her name is Beverly Williams, and she's the president and the founder of the American Association of Home-Based Businesses. And Beverly, we're talking about how to manage some ways to manage your office in your home, how to separate your office from your home. And you were mentioning telephones, and we were talking about how to handle that. And obviously the ideal situation would be to have a separate business line for your business,
mm-hmm.
and which I had when I was at home. Ultimately, I had that. And the telephone company, there's so many things a telephone company can do for you. In fact, you know, Beverly, one of the things that I had was I actually had them rolling over. I had my business line was I had a number that I still have to this day that I got years and years ago when I was home based, and I still have that number to this day. And I actually I had to pay for it, but they would actually roll a second call from my business line over to my home number.
Uh-huh.
And I had both of those lines pulled into a two-line phone set many years ago. And now it was fairly expensive. It was probably cost me $40-$50 a month for the rollover. But I basically, that was cheaper than another phone line.
Right.
A second phone line. I basically had two phones.
Mm-hmm.
And one was my second line was my home line.
Right.
And I use the same headset. But one of the things that's changed these days, back in those days, your car phone was bolted to the floorboard of your car.
Yes.
It wasn't a cell phone. It was a car phone.
Right.
Now we have cell phones, and most people are walking around with them or driving around with them or whatever they're doing. They've got it stuck to their ear.
Mm-hmm.
And so what do you think about that? What do you think about instead of having, in other words, your business line is your cell phone, and it's
right.
the one that you give everyone.
Right.
You know, if you want to call me on business, call this number. And you may be sitting in your office, but your cell phone's laying there on the desk ready to ring.
I cannot tell you how many home-based business owners I know have done exactly that because the cost has come down tremendously. The technology continues to improve. The service continues to improve. And it's a whole lot cheaper than having another number put into your house.
Well, plus the fact that what we have to realize is more than likely you're going to have a cell phone too.
Yes.
Right? So right now you can buy a cell phone, a nice full-feature cell phone for $50.
Mm-hmm.
And you can get, there's one deal that I have, the 700 minutes for $70 a month.
Right.
All right? So maybe you've got the 500 minutes for $50. Maybe it's less than that or whatever. But the thing is, you're going to have the cell phone probably anyway.
Right.
So by doing that, you don't have the extra expense of the home phone.
I think one caveat for people with looking at a cell phone as your second line, absolutely nothing wrong with doing that. What you're going to find is it's like going out and trying to buy a new computer and looking at several different models at several different places and getting totally confused because it's very difficult to do an apples-to-apples comparison.
Yeah.
So many times you're looking at apples and oranges, and it really can be difficult. A lot of the consumer magazines are doing evaluations on cell phones, so you might look for that information there.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly go out and look at the Internet. Talk to as many people as you can who have cell phones and find out what they like and what they don't like about their cell programs and do as much of a comparison as you possibly can yourself, knowing that as soon as you make a decision and buy your phone and get your service, it's going to change next week.
Right.
Just know that that's
going
to happen.
Well, that's technology these days. One of the things that I like to make sure that I have, and I've had it now for about 4 or 5 years, is the digital connection.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the analog connection is, I had it for years and years, but the digital connection allegedly gives me privacy.
Right.
Whereas the analog has the ability to be picked up by a scanner.
Right, yes. But I think that some people need to, everybody needs to look at how they anticipate using the phone.
Mm-hmm.
People whose businesses take them outside of their immediate area obviously are going to need a cell service that will follow them anywhere.
Right.
Typically
the digitals won't go as far afield as the cells will,
exactly.
as analogs will. But as long as you're going to stay next to a major highway, the digitals work great. Or in a metropolitan area.
But here again, it's knowing which questions to ask.
Right.
If you're only ever going to use that cell phone in your office as your second number and occasionally on, you know, a trip around the city that you live in, then a totally different kind of service would be appropriate for you than for somebody who uses that phone a lot more extensively.
Right.
So those are just some of the things to look at. But going back to the point of all this, and that is having that separate line will help you keep your business and your personal life separated.
Mm-hmm.
As much as you want and need to do.
You know, another thing about cell phones that are handy, and it's becoming more and more acceptable now for when someone calls you to get their voicemail rather than a busy signal.
Right.
And cell phones can be programmed so that if you're not there, it will roll you right into a voicemail. And basically, if you don't know any better, you'll think you're hooked up to some switchboard or something.
Right. Well, not only that, you can receive pages and messages from your pager on your cell phone. The technology has just really blossomed in this area.
And I'll tell you what, a year from now, when you and I are doing something like this a year from now, well, everything that we said will be invalid, and we'll be talking about whole entirely new stuff.
Right. And I tried to be very careful on my tape not to date the information.
Stand by, Beverly. Folks, it's 39 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Beverly Williams is our special guest. When we come back, we're going to talk about your mailing service, how that should be handled. 888-822-8255. Stay with us, please. We are back. It's 44 after. Thank you for joining us. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I appreciate your business. Beverly Williams is our special guest, a member of our Brain Trust, and the president and the founder of the American Association of Home-Based Businesses. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com, and Beverly's website is www.aahbb.org, right?
That's right.
All right. And Beverly, let's talk about where you get your mail.
Well, that's a question that comes up often in classes and workshops that I teach on getting started in a home-based business, and people automatically assume that they should have a post office box to receive their business mail.
Mm-hmm.
And that feeling probably goes back to the fact that it used to be the way to hide the fact that you were a home-based business because nobody wanted to admit they were home-based businesses.
Mm-hmm.
That attitude has certainly changed. It's no longer necessary to hide the fact from your neighbors and friends. There's no negative stigma attached to being a home-based business. I shouldn't say that 100%. There is still some for some people, but for the majority, it's perfectly acceptable these days to have a home-based business.
Right.
You need to look at the type of mail you're getting, the volume of mail, your personal situation, whether or not you want your business mail coming to your home address, whether you want to use that home address as your business address. Some people have told me that they feel their street address is too flowery for an appropriate business address. It doesn't.
Nottingham Way.
Yes, or
Skylark Lane.
Sunflower Lane, those kind of things.
Or Route 5, rural Route 5.
Yeah. And yet, there is less of a problem in those kind of addresses these days. It does come back to how you feel about it, how you perceive the market is going to perceive you based on your address.
Right.
So if you want to have your mail coming somewhere else for any number of reasons, you can do that. I've had people tell me that they've got neighborhood snoops or they have problems with younger people in the neighborhood destroying mailboxes, taking mail out. Certainly that's a federal offense, but it doesn't help you when you've got mail that's being destroyed by other people. So for those reasons, they don't want to have their business mail coming. They don't want to have invoiced checks coming in and having them stolen and having to go back to a client and explain all that.
But more and more, Beverly, today with people getting deliveries, the way we get FedEx mm-hmm. and UPS deliveries and that mm-hmm. sort of thing, more and more you're going to need to put a street address,
That's right.
Delivery address on your information because you're going to have to give it out to people all the time anyway.
Right. And a lot of people have looked at mail services, such as some of the ones in your local neighborhood,
mm-hmm.
that allow you to use their street address. And in the past, your box number has been called a suite.
Right.
And you and I did a show a few months back about
yep.
the fact that there was an edict from the post office stating that for reasons to prevent fraud to the public, that anybody using a mailing service could no longer use a suite number for their box number. It had to be PMB for
right.
private mailbox.
Right. Which basically identifies to everybody that that's not where your office is.
Correct. And again, that could be good or it could be bad. So you need to weigh.
By the way, there's been a hold on that.
Oh, has there?
Yeah.
Oh,
now they haven't done away with it.
Right.
But it's my understanding, I think I saw something recently where they put that off. I think they were going to make that effective October.
Right.
And I think they put it off for a few months. It was just fairly basically a groundswell of negative opinion
right.
about that.
Right.
And I think they put it off. Now, I'm going by memory here,
mm-hmm.
but I believe they put it off at least 6 months.
Well, it's interesting because I have received some mail from people. We get quite a bit of mail from people asking us for information about the association and sending us stamped self-addressed envelopes. And I've noticed several of them have had a PMB designation.
They've gone ahead and put it on there.
They've gone ahead and put it on there, which means to them it's okay.
It's
it doesn't
no
matter.
Deal.
Now, what I have not done yet is to check with FedEx and UPS
uh-huh.
to see whether or not they will leave a package at a PMB.
Right.
I'm assuming they will because there is someone there that can accept it for you.
Yeah, I'm sure they will because most of those places are actually a shipping point and a drop point.
Right.
For those services.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
And of course, folks, there are the franchise ones out there that a lot of people know about.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are the private ones.
Mm-hmm.
People who just your local neighbor there who's decided to open one up.
Right. This was a new home-based business opportunity that we found out about sometime last year. And I found out about it because I had a member, someone who applied for membership, who said they were a home-based business with a male service.
Yeah.
And I immediately called her and said, okay, I've never heard of this before. Where there was a need, she decided to fill it.
And that was, she actually did that in her home, though.
Yes, she did.
But, of course, that's the only one that you and I know about, though, I think, isn't it?
There is apparently somebody else who is interested because after that show,
you got a call, yeah.
Somebody contacted.
Yeah, but as far as we know, that was the only one.
Right.
But
yes.
Now, one of the reasons why, you know, here's a classic example of someone who wouldn't care that it said PME. Let's say that you are a private, you are an independent contractor engineer, or maybe you're a consultant traveling around the country,
right.
And you're never at your home,
right?
And you don't need an office downtown,
right?
The main thing you want is for somebody to receive your mail, receive your packages, and take care of them until you get back.
Exactly. Or forward them to you.
Exactly. Good point. 50 after, we're going to take a quick break. Beverly, stand by. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. We'll be right back. Let's wrap it up, Beverly. You've got some other points that you wanted. We're talking, folks, about how to separate your business from your home mentally and physically.
Right. One of the things that we didn't talk about yet, and I just wanted to mention, and that is going back to communicating with the family. You might want to set some business hours for yourself, saying, you know, I'm going to be in the office during these hours, and maybe even post a sign on the door, if you literally have a door, that says office hours are, you know, 9 to 12 and 3 to 5 or whatever period of time works for you and your family and your business.
Mm-hmm.
To help remind you that I'm in the office now, you know, when I leave here, I'm going to be focused on family. Being able to have a separate room may give you a tax break for the home office deduction, which
mm-hmm.
we didn't go into today, but we have on other shows. If you have questions about that or don't know anything about it, talk to your CPA or your accountant. They hopefully are versed in home-based business issues and can help you understand that one. And what you may need to do to separate your office from your home a little bit more, have a defined space that would allow you to receive that deduction on your taxes.
Could be an extra bedroom. It could be the bonus room over your garage or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not to make light, but I did have to think just a second ago about, you know, about somebody who doesn't have an office, a room for themselves. Maybe they could do the Les Nessman thing and put duct tape down on the floor. Remember that on WKRP? You know, maybe that would just be a little bit of a sense of humor, you know?
Well, and it may work. As long as you can define the space, whatever it
is. I don't know that would work with the IRS, though.
Yes, if you could prove that within that tape line, you only use that room for that space for office, the reality is that it may be a small enough space that it's, you know, pennies rather than dollars off.
But you can deduct the expense of your office. I mean, of your desk,
yes.
Of your equipment, of your computer. And you know, nowadays, Beverly, I think in '99, you can expense up to $18,500 in expenses.
Right.
That you don't have to amortize. You don't have to depreciate. Every small business can do that.
Okay.
And
well.
So that means that you get whatever you write the check for up to $18,500 you can deduct this year.
Very good. It's not one that I knew, but then that's why I have an accountant.
Well, and that's increasing. I think they're moving toward ultimately getting it to $25,000, but that's been increasing about $1,500 a year over the last couple of 3 years, and so that makes a big difference. If you're going to buy a $500 desk or a $900 computer, to know that you can deduct that. And, of course, check with you, as Beverly says, check with your accountant on this, but that's the report that I get from my CPAs.
Right, right. There are lots of advantages, certainly, to having a home-based business and having qualified professionals that advise you on how to do it. Hopefully the information that we give on this program helps people to understand that it's never easy. I hate that word when it's talking about businesses of any sort, but it's worthwhile to investigate and ask questions and learn about the ins and outs of having a home-based business, because it can be very satisfying.
Good words, Beverly. Thank you very much. As always, you did a great job. We'll see you next week.
I'll be here. Thank you.
Have a good one.
Bye-bye.
Beverly Williams, ladies and gentlemen, she's our friend. Got to go for this hour. Before we do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, because without your courage, hard work, and devotion to your dreams, America would not be the greatest country in the world. This is Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.